Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. You know, the NFC East is the only division in the NFL where every team still has a winning record. So you could get all four teams in the NFC playoffs. The Giants and Commanders are hooking up this week, and that's a giant game considering the wild card race. And the Lions are going to be watching that for sure. And remember, the Lions are rolling into Snoopy on Sunday again. They won there against the Giants. Now they face the Jets. The Lions do have a shot at the playoffs at 6-7. And that's because the Giants have been losing. They're now 7-5-1. And the Seahawks have been losing. They're 7-6. The Giants play the Commanders, who are also 7-5-1. Remember, they played and tied. And the Seahawks play the Niners. That's Thursday. And you can't tell me the Niners aren't in a better position than the Seahawks going into that game at Lumen Field in Seattle, because the Niners are rolling, kicking everyone's ass. Meanwhile, Seattle's going backwards. So the Lions are right there smelling the playoffs for the first time in 6 years. In the AFC, things are starting to heat up because the Chargers finally won a big game, beating the Dolphins on Sunday night. The Jets are on the outside looking in, and the Pats got it done with a big win in Arizona on Monday night, so that helped them. So in the AFC East, the Bills still have the number one seed, and they have the head-to-head tiebreaker over the Kansas City Chiefs. They can get, like, the East in their full control with a win over the Dolphins on Saturday night and shove it off to Buffalo. They play the Finns, then at the Bears. Chicago stinks. At the Bengals, that'll be brutal. And then they finish with the Pats in Orchard Park. As for the Dolphins, they're the number 6 seed in the AFC and have a 1-game lead over the Chargers and the Jets for the final playoff spot in the conference. The Chargers have the head-to-head tiebreaker over the Finns. If it comes to that, the Finns have the Bills Saturday, then the Packers in Miami. At the Pats, they finish with the Jets in Hard Rock, South Florida. As for the Pats, they have the number 7 seed in the AFC with their win over the Cardinals, and that's thanks to the conference record tiebreaker over the Chargers. The Jets are 7-6, but the Pats have the head-to-head and division record tiebreaker over the Jets. The Pats have a game at Vegas this week, Bengals at home, Finns at home, at the Bills to finish it up. As for the Jets, they're the number 9 seed in the AFC playoffs right now, losing a tiebreaker over the Chargers based on LA having a better win percentage in conference games, and the Pats have a better head-to-head record. All three teams are 7-6. The Jets have the Lions at Snoopy this week, Jaguars at Snoopy, at Seattle, brutal, and at the Dolphins to finish it up in South Florida at Hard Rock in the last week. That'll be brutal as well. As for the AFC North, the Ravens are in first, And they have the number 3 seed in the conference thanks to their head-to-head win over the Bengals. Baltimore is one game back of Buffalo and Kansas City for the number 1 seed. They beat the Steelers. Now they're at the Browns this week. Falcons at home. Steelers at home. And at the Bengals in the jungle to finish it up. The Bengals are the number 5 seed in the standings, losing the head-to-head tiebreaker for the division lead. Since he's up 2 games on the final playoff spot, they're at the Bucs this week, at the Pats next week, Bills at home, Ravens at home in the jungle. As for the Browns, they're the 12th seed in the AFC and are 2 games out of the final spot. Cleveland loses a conference record tiebreaker to Jacksonville and Vegas, but has a head-to-head tiebreaker over Pittsburgh. All 4 teams are 5-8. Browns have the Ravens this week, Saints at home, at Washington, at Pittsburgh to finish it up in the final week. As for the Steelers, they're the 13th seed in the AFC, 2 games out of the final playoff spot, a 2-7 conference record, and head-to-head losses to Cleveland eliminates any tiebreaker advantages that they would have. They're finished. They play the Ravens, obviously they lost to the Ravens. Panthers this week on the road. Raiders at home on Christmas Eve at the Ravens. Browns at home in Pittsburgh to finish it up. Now let's look at the AFC South. The Titans still have command of the AFC South and are in the number 4 seed in the AFC. They have a 2-game lead over the Jags in the division. The Titans are at the Chargers this week. Texans next week. Cowboys at home at the Jaguars to finish it up. The Jags are 2 games behind the Titans for the AFC South lead and are 2 games out of the final wild card spot. They have the number 9 seed in the AFC. Jacksonville has a conference record tiebreaker over Vegas and Cleveland. They play the Cowboys this week at home, at the Jets, at the Texans, and they finish with the Titans in Jacks. The Colts are the 14 seed. They had a bye. They sit 2.5 games out of the final spot. They're toast. They're at the Vikings this week. Chargers in Indy, at the Giants at Snoopy, finish with the Texans in Indy at Lucas Oil. As for the Texans, they're eliminated. They're done. They have the worst record in the NFL. They're going to get the number 1 pick in the draft. They play the Chiefs this week, then the Titans, Jags, Colts. What about the AFC West? Well, the Chiefs are the number 2 seed in the AFC and can clinch the AFC West with a win next week or a Chargers loss. The Bills have the head-to-head tiebreaker over the Chiefs. The Chiefs' remaining schedule at Houston, Seattle at home, Broncos at home, finish in Vegas against the Raiders. The Chargers are the number 8 seed in the AFC since the Pats have a better conference record. Both teams are 7-6 with the Jets for the final playoff spot. Chargers have the Titans this week at home, at Indy, Rams at home, at Broncos to finish it up. The Raiders are the number 11 seed in the AFC, losing the conference record tiebreaker to the Jags, but have a tiebreaker over the Browns. Vegas is 2 games out of the final playoff spot. They play the Pats in Vegas this week, at Pittsburgh Christmas Eve, Niners at home, Chiefs at home to finish it up in Sin City. The Broncos have been eliminated from the playoffs with their loss to the Chiefs. And the Seahawks own their top draft pick as well. Drag. Denver has the Cardinals this week, at the Rams, at the Chiefs, and the Chargers in Denver to finish it up. Let's look at the NFC East. The Eagles clinched a playoff berth and are 2 games up on the Vikings in the race for home field advantage in the NFC and up 2 games in the East race. Philly holds the head-to-head tiebreakers over both. The Eagles can clinch the number 1 seed with wins in their next 2 games. They're at the Bears this week, at Dallas next week. Saints at home, Giants at home, at the Link to finish it up in Philadelphia. The Cowboys are the number 5 seed in the NFC, 2 games behind Philly for the division. Dallas needs to win its next 2 to have a shot at the division. They're at the Jags this week, Eagles at home, at the Titans, at Washington to finish it up. The Commanders have the number 6 seed in the NFC based on having a better division record than the Giants. Washington hosts the Giants coming off their bye this week. Then at the Niners, Browns at home in D.C., Cowboys at home. The Giants are the 7th seed, the last team in the NFC, thanks to the Seahawks loss. Washington holds the division record tiebreaker over the Giants for the number 6 seed. The Giants have the Commanders this week at D.C., at the Vikings, Colts at home, finish in Philly at the Eagles. That's a brutal schedule. The Vikings fall 2 games behind the Eagles in the race for home field in the NFC, but can clinch the NFC North with a win or a Lions loss in week 15. They have the Colts this week at home, Giants at home next week, at the Packers, at the Bears to finish it up. The Lions are the 9 seed, 1.5 games out of the final playoff spot in the conference. They're at the Jets, at the Panthers, Bears at home, at the Packers to finish it up at Lambeau. The Packers had a bye and are the 10 seed of the NFC. Green Bay has a strength of victory tiebreaker over Carolina, which has the division record tiebreaker over Atlanta. The Packers have the Rams at home, at Miami, Vikings at home, Lions at home to finish it up at Lambeau. And the Bears have been eliminated. They play the Eagles this week, then the Bills at home, at Detroit, Vikings in Chicago to wrap it up. In the South, the Bucs still lead the division by a game with a head-to-head tiebreaker over the Falcons, but lose the head-to-head with the Panthers. They have the Bengals this week at home, at Arizona, Panthers in Tampa, at Atlanta to wrap it up. The Panthers are 1 game behind the Bucs for the division lead and own the head-to-head tiebreaker. Carolina owns the division record tiebreaker over the Falcons as well. They have the Steelers at home this week, Lions at home next week, at Tampa, at the Saints to finish it up. The Falcons are 1 game out of the division lead, but the Bucs own the head-to-head tiebreaker over them. Carolina owns the division record tiebreaker over them. They're at the Saints this week, at the Ravens, Cards and Bucs both at home to finish it out. And the Saints are 2 games out of the South and coming off a bye. They were swept by the Bucs and have a 1-3 division record. They're taking on the Falcons this week, at the Browns, at the Eagles. They have the Panthers at home in New Orleans to finish it up. As for the NFC West, the Niners are 2 games up in the West with an opportunity to clinch the division this week with a win over the Seahawks. Then they have the Commanders at home, at Vegas, Cardinals at home to wrap it up. Seattle are the number 8 seed after their loss to the Panthers. They have to beat the Niners to stay in the race. They have the Niners, then at the Chiefs, Jets at home, Rams at home to finish it up. Arizona's the 13th seed. Good night, Irene. The Rams are the 15th seed. See ya. So that gives you an idea and catches you up with where we stand for playoff spots in the NFL.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No